This is Fresh Air. Coming up, a conversation with one of the stars of Gremlins 2, John Glover. But first... Rock and roll historian Ed Ward recently went to Hawaii to explore the music scene there. He's returned with some great music and an appreciation of its roots.
I've probably never faced such a difficult task in my life as an enthusiast of weird music as I have recently, trying to convince people that Hawaiian music is worth listening to. Right now, it's hanging on in Hawaii by a fingernail, still in danger of extinction, in the face of Vegas shows and the omnipresent Japanese laserdisc karaoke sing-along phenomenon. But after visiting Hawaii in May and talking to representatives of several generations of Hawaiian musicians, I'm more enthusiastic about it than ever. The earliest Hawaiian music was just like the percussion we heard at the beginning of that modern arrangement of an old chant, kavika. Since the point of the chant was to accompany the hula, melody took a secondary position. But when the missionaries introduced melody with their hymns, or himeni as the Hawaiians called them, the Hawaiians went for it wholeheartedly. The song we just heard, Alika, shows a number of facets of down-home Hawaiian music. A swing-influenced instrumental track, a vocal by a woman imitating a man singing falsetto in the himeni tradition, and a steel guitar. The Hawaiian steel guitar was supposedly invented by a young man named Joseph Kekuku, who was 11 years old the day he accidentally slid a bolt across the strings of his guitar and heard the future of Hawaiian music. You can take that story for the truth, or agree with steel guitar virtuoso Bob Brosman that man has a natural inclination to slide. But the fact was, the steel soon became a signature sound in Hawaiian music. After the 1915 Pan Pacific Exhibition in San Francisco, Hawaii mania rampaged across the United States, and no vaudeville show was complete without a steel guitar and some hula girls. Saul Hoopy, whom we just heard playing Lady Be Good, was probably the top player on the instrument and inspired plenty of people to pick the instrument up. Hawaiian orchestras were so popular down south that country musicians started to incorporate steel guitar into hillbilly bands, and soon such notable players as Jerry Bird were pulling down huge salaries in Nashville. Bird had been inspired by Hawaiians, and he's most famous for recording with Hank Williams, but today he lives and teaches steel guitar in Honolulu. Meanwhile, the 30s saw the coming of a radio program called Hawaii Calls, which lasted until the 70s and promulgated most of the syrupy, sentimental music most people associate with the words Hawaiian music. Meanwhile, the older singers and songwriters kept the less commercial music alive in their homes, at their luaus, and in funky clubs and bars. Probably the most enduring and least commercialized form of Hawaiian music is slack key guitar, a very lazy, informal kind of guitar picking that's been around since the Portuguese introduced steel strings for guitars in the 1860s. Probably the greatest slack key guitarist ever to record was Gabby Pahanui, who died in 1980 at the age of 59. His records inspired Ry Cooder to hunt him down, and then to bring a state-of-the-art recording setup to a remote location in Kona to record him jamming with Gabby. Cooder also tried to get him to tour with him, but Pahanui refused. Gabby's son Cyril was part of the Sunday Manoa, a band whose 1969 album Guava Jam redefined Hawaiian music in a contemporary context. Sunday Manoa, in turn, spawned the Peter Moon Band, who are still a big local attraction, and inspired a whole new generation of Hawaiian musicians who are managing to hold on despite a lack of places to play and the prejudice of audiences who can only think of tiny bubbles when they think of Hawaiian music. Slack key guitarist Raymond Kane and singer Ledward Kaapana are touring this summer, and if your vacation plans take you to Honolulu anytime soon, I hope you'll take a moment out to look for some of the genuine music of that far corner of America, Hawaii.
Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle. This is Fresh Air.